See your TV news with Prigobe Maniga. In the headlines, Cameroonians wishing to register for upcoming elections in the country still have until midnight today to do so, following a sudden extension of the voter revision exercise. U.S. rapper Fatman Scoop has died at the age of 53 after collapsing at a concert in Connecticut. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, has published a list of 24 players called up for their 2025 AFCON qualifier against Namibia on the 7th of September. The voter registration process for this year in Cameroon that was supposed to close at 2 p.m. this Saturday, August the 31st, has been extended to midnight. The instruction was given by the Director General of Elections, Cameroon Elecam, Dr. Eric Essosier, after a visit to some registration centers in Yaoundé Council Branch of Elecam this last day of voter registration. Ngu Henry completes that story.
The visit took the Director General of Elections Cameroon, Elecam, Dr. Eric Essosier, to the Yaoundé 3 Council Branch in Simeon and a voter registration center at the Efulangpong neighborhood, still in the municipality, barely 2 hours to 2 p.m., the initial closing time for the revision exercise for this year in the country. Be it at Simeon or Efulang, eligible voters turned out in their numbers for the registration process. Some of the latecomers say they were surprised to hear that the exercise that began on January the 2nd rounds off this Saturday, August the 31st.
I'm called Volta. I didn't know the last day for registration. I should run and come and register as fast as possible. So I forgot about the last day. They told me that at 9 of the year, my ID card in my hand, and then I will.
The Elecam boss, Dr. Eric Essosier, reminded them that voter registration is a civic responsibility and instructed his collaborators to ensure the registration of all those who turned out at the council branches across the nation till midnight. He says the exact number of eligible voters registered this year in the country will be made known in the days ahead.
Good Henry reporting. And the Elecam branch in Okola, somewhere in the center region, on this last day of registration on the electoral register, received very few Cameroonians. According to the Elecam president of the area, Ndeme Alain, the indigenous population rarely visit their office, reasons why they have been carrying out. They have been taking the kids closer to the population, which greatly contribute to the registration of over 1,900 voters. Lekiato Jetro Asongazi was in Okola and now reports.
The Elecam Communal Branch in Okola in the Lekia Division at press time 1:45 p.m. this Saturday had received 6 voters.
No, Pascal. Si jamais j'arrive à cette heure-ci, c'est parce que je n'ai pas été informé. Quand j'arrive au village, je suis dans les champs. Je suis vu que la clôture, c'est aujourd'hui à 14h.
Some of the last-minute voters explained they had misplaced their voter's card and had to re-register.
C'est un nom Emmanuel. Ayant constaté que ma carte d'électeur, je ne la retrouvais pas.
According to the Elecam Communal President, Ndembe Allen, more than 1,900 people have been registered in the course of this year, thanks to their proximity campaign strategy. It should be noted that only 6 new voters registered on this last day of the registration exercise on the electoral list in Okola, Lekki Division of the Central Region. Lekiate Gertrude Asongazi, CRTV News, Center.
Meanwhile, many Bafoussam city dwellers have been rushing to Elecam subdivisional branches this Saturday, August the 31st, to get themselves registered. Most of the last-day eligible voters blame their last-minute rush on professional constraints and proximity challenges. Isaac Ngongkum reports.
As the saying goes, it is better late than never. And so it was for the hundreds of potential voters in Bafoussam who turned out in their numbers to register before Elecam declares closed the annual revision of electoral registers for 2024. Unlike any ordinary year, this year's revision is crucial as only those duly registered will enjoy the citizen rights and privilege of electing the President of the Republic for the next 7 years on the one hand, and members of parliament and municipal councillors on the other, a privilege too dear to neglect. Reasons why this young lady, who for professional reasons has been working in Bamenda, Northwest region, had to hurry back to the Bafusam 1 Elekam branch this last day of August to register after completing the registration modalities, Camden, in his early 40s, on his part, breathes a sigh of relief for finally having his name in the book of decision ahead of the church electoral calendar in the country. Considering the huge number of last-minute registration candidates, Elekam officials in the region have brought in additional registration kits to reinforce the operational capacity of subdivisional branches in registering the maximum number of potential voters. Isaac Ngonkum, CLTV News, Bafusam.
And the East region has recorded a significant increase of 12,000 potential voters this year compared to last year. This information was disclosed today by Honorable Dieudonne Bellamogo, a member of the Electoral Council today in Betwa, during his first visit on the official end of the exercise. Bernard Akame Ondua completes that story from Betwa.
About 33,000 potential voters have successfully registered themselves on the electoral list in the East region, few hours before the official end of the registration process on Saturday, August 31st. Honorable Dieudonne Bellamogo, member of the Electoral Council, visited the Manju, Betwa 1 and 2 Elekam branches to supervise the last minutes of this activity.
Today we have been on the field just to see if our local branches are still registering last voters. But what I can say concerning all this operation is that it has been going on since January.
At the end of the inspection visit, it was disclosed that there has been a significant increase in the number of possible electors as compared to last year.
It is a matter of satisfaction because at this day, we have registered more than 33,000 new voters. Compared to last year, it has been increased because we have more than 12,000 new voters registered.
Before the field visit, a meeting was equally chaired by Honorable Dieudonne Bellamogo to discuss challenges encountered by Elekam since the start of the year 2024. Betwa, Bernard Akame Ondua, CRTV.
And the member of the Electoral Council in charge of the North region has expressed satisfaction on the voter registration exercise that has to end this night, with over 47,000 voters registered on the electoral rolls by Elekam officials in the region. Madame Bawa met the remark after touring registration centers in Garua, 1 and 2 council areas, where voters showed up in their numbers to get themselves registered as the exercise comes to a close. Details with Julius Neba.
Even though it was the last day of the registration exercise, the Elekam officials of the Yelwa, Fulberi, Ngalbije, Garwa 1 and 2 council registration centers were very busy registering last-minute voters like Father Philip Bashiru, who were anxious to have their names entered into the electoral rolls before they were closed.
I was too busy. I say, let me write my name because as a Cameroonian, I have to do my choice for the forthcoming days to choose the heads of our country.
After touring the registration centers, the member of the Electoral Council in charge of the North, Madame Ladi Bawa, said she was happy to see that even on the last day, Cameroonians who are aware of the importance of performing their civic duty still turned out to get themselves registered.
My appreciation is positive, especially given that most persons who are coming to register now are the youths. But I am a bit disappointed because this registration exercise started since January 2nd, right up to the 31st of August, but they are coming in only during the last hours.
In view of upcoming elections in 2025, the member of the Electoral Council in charge of the North, Madame Ladi Bawa, encourages Cameroonians who have not yet registered their names on the electoral rolls to make sure they do so when the registration exercise will recommence in January 2025. Julius Neba, CRTV News, Garua.
Registration into the electoral registers guarantees every elector to a fair and free choice on who becomes the next president of the republic, municipal or legislative official of their locality or constituency. And as political desk editor Albert Njembonde reports, this makes the registration into ELECAM lists an effective voting more than a civic responsibility.
The registration of over 600,000 potential voters in 2024 is the best score in the registration exercise since the February the 9th, 2020 legislative and municipal elections. This probably due to the twin elections that were expected in February next year and the presidential election considered the mother of all elections. But that notwithstanding, it's always important for every Cameroonian of 20 years and above to be registered, for elections are a privileged moment to have a say on important issues affecting the life of the nation, from roads to waste disposal, the right to decent housing, access to education and health care. Within our present context, especially in the Northwest and Southwest regions, it is a perfect reminder that the power of the ballot is far bigger and better than the power of the bullet. Elections give the citizenry the power to choose not only their own local representatives, but also their president, who incarnates the institutions and mandated with the prime responsibility of taking care of their well-being. Therefore, if you don't vote, others will choose for you. Even though over 600,000 potential voters may be considered an encouraging figure, it is far below the electoral potential of Cameroon. And remember, it is never a good decision to wait for the last minutes.
Albert Njembonde. Some rural women and young people in Kunure village in Fumbot, a known division of the West region, have been trained on financial management and agricultural entrepreneurship. The training was carried out by the Movement to Save Education, MOS, during their General Assembly. Kinge Angela Power reports from CLTV West.
Footings from surveillance cameras revealed to investigators from the Njeleng Gendarmerie Fire Brigade that on the 9th of August the 29th, 2024, while the other residents of the Divine Providence Orphanage were distracted, a 10-year-old girl of the same orphanage takes out a 2-year-old child through the window, drags her and throws her into the toilet. Alerted, the National Fire Brigade unit arrived at the scene, but only in time to take out the lifeless body of the victim. According to the authorities of this orphanage, harboring 28 children, the little girl perpetrator of this act, who came in 3 months earlier, is herself a victim of trauma after being continuously raped by 4 men in the Menwa division. The divisional officer of Bafusam 2 was present at the scene to make inquiries about the situation. Meanwhile, the company commander of the 52nd Fire Brigade in Bafusam, Charles Atangana, says the accused is in custody at the Njeleng Gendarmerie Fire Brigade as ordered by the prosecutor, while the victim's body has been returned to the orphanage. Bafusam, Kinga Angela Parr, CRTV.
Sexual violence and abortion are said to be on the rise in the Northwest region due to the socio-political crisis, with many, especially adolescent girls between the ages of 15 to 25 years as victims. The facts were revealed in the results of research carried out by an organization known as Youth for Change and Empowerment Youth Force. Clenis Ayombom completes the story from CRTV Northwest in Bamenda.
Figures from the youth-led organization known as Youth for Change and Empowerment indicate that over 60% of girls between 13 and 25 in the Northwest region have suffered sexual violence, with many involved in unsafe abortions. 90% of them are said to have limited or no access to sexual and reproductive health services. These are attributed to the prevailing conflict in the region, which has forced many victims and survivors to flee from their areas of residence into communities where their vulnerability is alarming. The Youth for Change and Empowerment are bent on minimizing these challenges faced by their peers. Youth Force also talks of the need for access to safe and legal abortion services for those who suffer sexual violence, since unsafe abortion is considered the leading cause of maternal mortality and morbidity.
I'm Theresa Mofo, and I'm the founder of Youth for Change and Empowerment. We are promoting legal abortion, safe abortion for these girls who carry out clandestine abortions or who self-medicate and then they have post-abortion complications.
They implore members of the public to intervene at every level for targeted interventions and support services so as to save the situation of sexual violence and unsafe abortions through referrals and zero stigma against victims and survivors. Clenis Ayombom Abengu, CRTV News, Bamenda.
The late retired police commissioner Samuel Misomba, who died last May the 29th, has been laid to rest this Saturday in his hometown of Bonwa in Mongo Division of the Littoral Region. He was posthumously decorated with the Medal of the Commander of the National Order of Merit and given military honors. Colette Jani reports from Loom.
Large portraits of late retired police commissioner Samuel Misomba welcomed thousands of guests who thronged the premises of the deceased in Bonao in Loom to pay homage to a man that has contributed greatly to his community and Cameroon as a whole. Representing the Delegate General of National Security, the Secretary General of the General Delegation of National Security, Police Commissioner Baya Dominic, described the deceased as an icon in the police force, whom through his hard work, discipline and love for Cameroon has been an exemplary figure for many young officers for the 33 years of his career, during which he was public security officer, the director of the National Advanced Police School, technical advisor to the Delegate General of the National Security, Director General of the National Documentation Center and the Director General of the National Center for Studies and Research before his retirement.
Yvette Misomba. My dad loves his job at École de Police. We all growing up as children of a policeman. He helped a lot of people and he helped to build up the modern police as today. He was really rigorous with us and to other people, but he really assist and help people to growing up in their career.
On behalf of the President of the Republic, the SEO for the Mongo, Yves Bertrand Njana, posthumously decorated retired Police Commissioner Samuel Misomba to the Commander of Order of Merit. The 91-year-old Christian of the Native Baptist Church and elite of the Mongo Division was buried in close intimacy of his family, friends and colleagues of the police corps in his hometown of Bonao. Collegian is CRTV, Loom.
17 minutes gone after 7 p.m. This is CRTV News. U.S. rapper Fatman Scoop has died at the age of 53 after collapsing at a concert in Connecticut. His representative says the artist was halfway through his set at the town center park in the city of Amden when he collapsed on stage. Mayor Lauren Garrett said the rapper was taken to a local hospital by ambulance, but his booking agency, MNS25, confirmed his death in a statement to the BBC, saying the New York native's legacy will live on. In sports, the under-20 women's football team of Cameroon will open their FIFA World Cup campaign in that category today against Mexico. The match that will be played at the EL Camping Stadium in Bogota will kick off at 9 p.m. Cameroon time. Arisen Nashu Tiku has more in the following report.
The 39,000 capacity El Camping Stadium in Bogota will host the under-20 Lionesses Group A opener against Mexico at 9 p.m. Coach Hassan Bala, who has never lost a match in his 9 outing with the team, will be hoping for another victory tonight. Sports journalist Boris Eseno says on paper the Lionesses have the advantage.
Looking at the qualifiers for both sides, it hasn't really been the best of result. You look at the last 5 games for Mexico, they've succeeded in picking up just 1 victory, 3 defeats and 1 draw. And for Cameroon, they've picked up 4 victories and 1 draw in their last 5 games that they've played in terms of the qualifiers, friendly games.
Naomi Eto'o, Lamine Mana and teammates rounded off their more than 1-week campaign in Bogota yesterday with joy and confidence going into tonight's match. Boris Esono adds that the least he expects from tonight is a draw for the Lionesses.
Cameroon is going to this particular game with their heads high. Remember that Hassan Bala, they have been preparing to make sure that they fine-tune all the tactics heading into this particular game. And I believe and I hope that they can come out with at least a point in this particular game.
The under 20 Lionesses need to win tonight's match so that they will be going into their next Group A match against the host Colombia on the 3rd of September with their heads high.
An Indomitable Lions head coach Mark Breeze has published a list of 24 players to defend the country in the upcoming AFCON Morocco 2025 qualifier against Namibia. The list was published on Friday evening on the Cameroon Football Federation's digital platform. Amongst the absentees are Castellito, Chupomoting, Moming Gamalwe and Kunde Malong. Here is the report with Ben Collins Niberuo.
24-year-old Boris Eno Takang, who plays for DC United in the U.S. Major Soccer League, is the only newcomer among the 24 called by head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze. Frank Magri of Toulouse in France, whose last appearance in the Indomitable Lions den dates back to the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations in Côte d'Ivoire, is coming back to combine in the attack line with Christian Basogo, Brian Bomo of Brentford in England, Captain Vincent Aboubakar, Didier Lamkelzi, George Kevin Kudu, and Jules Amankov, Astra Football Club of Douala, who scored 22 goals in the league and 2 in the Cup of Cameroon. There are 5 midfielders: Andre Frank Zambuangisa, Carlos Baleba, Olivier Cham, Martin Hongla, and Ivan Niu. With the absence of Jean-Charles Castelletto at the defense compartment, coach Mark Breeze has renewed his confidence in Christopher Wo, Harold Mokoji, Mike Ngandu, Guy Marcelin Kilama, Fai Collins, Noah Tolo, Jackson Chachua, and Ivan Nyabeye Dibangu. Andre Onana of Manchester United is expected to lead at the goalpost compartment that has Simon Omosola and Simon Ngapandwentbu. Under coach Mark Breeze, the Indomitable Lions have played 2 matches, FIFA World Cup qualifiers, a 4-1 win against Cabo Verde in Yaoundé, and a 1-0 draw with Angola in Luanda. Their next 2 games against Namibia in Yaoundé and Zimbabwe in Kampala, Uganda, will set the pace for the team's campaign to next year's Africa Cup of Nations in Morocco.
Ben Collins Niberuo. To end the news, a reminder of our major stories. Cameroonians wishing to register for upcoming elections in the country still have until midnight today to do so following a sudden extension of the voter revision exercise. U.S. rapper Fatma Scoop has died at the age of 53 after collapsing at a concert in Connecticut. The head coach of the Indomitable Lions, Mark Breeze, has published a list of 24 players called up for their 2025 AFCON qualifier against Namibia on the 7th of September in Cameroon. CRTV News.